You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A partnership between the New Zealand Herald and World Vision is taking a look at the effects of poverty on communities in the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. The Hidden Pacific series wants to raise $100,000 for the Hanuabada village of Port Moresby, who need urgent water and sanitation. The use of this cause by the Herald has, however, drawn some flack for the paper's lack of Pacific coverage outside of this partnership and the lack of Pacifica voices in the production of it. I spoke with Green candidate Leilani Tamu about these issues and how the New Zealand media can responsibly cover the Pacific region. I think you raised some really great points on this new series that's come out of the Herald and World Vision. Obviously, most New Zealanders who read this won't be reading it necessarily from a Pacifica perspective. Can you explain, first of all, how this changes, how this particular coverage might be interpreted?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that when we look at the coverage, we have to think about the fact that it's sort of perpetuating a narrative around the Pacific that is very imperial or colonial in the way that it's told. So it's that whole idea that the Pacific's in our backyard. And for a start, that's really problematic. Whether or not you are of Pacifica descent like me, or whether, you know, you're of Pākehā descent, the fact is that New Zealand is no longer a colonial outpost. It's actually a Pacific Island nation in and of itself. So it's that whole framing of the Pacific as the other, as someplace else, and even like the words like, you know, it's, and I hate to say it, but it does come across as a little bit like the white savior complex, like, you know, oh, we're going to go and save, and there's all this poverty, and this is a new thing, and it's kind of like, well, actually, this isn't new. And when I was watching the coverage of it, one of the things that really concerned me was there was something I think Clark Gayford might have said about 50 years ago, it wasn't like this. And I was like, well, actually, 50 years ago, when you look at the history of the Pacific, it was quite a significant moment in terms of decolonization and Pacific independence movements. So there's a question there in terms of the absence of New Zealand's presence and our role that we've played over that time. So it's just that whole kind of, oh, this is like a new thing. It really frustrates me because I feel like actually this isn't new and we've actually had an active role to play in making this seem like it's a hidden truth when in actual fact it's been right in front of us the whole time.
Right, there's so much to unpack there, but in regards to, I guess, you know, you're right, New Zealand has a huge history of being involved in the Pacific politically and economically, but in specifically to the media, do you think that maybe there's a certain responsibility that the media has to cover the Pacific right now?
I think the media has always had a responsibility, mainstream media, that they've knowingly, you know, not actually reported comprehensively on Pacific issues. And you ask anyone who is from the Pacific and writes about these issues, or you ask people who have to actively seek out news, it's really difficult to actually try and ascertain what the big sort of day-to-day developments are, because the New Zealand framing of the issues is very much based on us being almost like this kind of slightly imperial position of power, where there it's like the backyard and, oh, something's happened, so we'll report on it today. But tomorrow if something happens, like a big political development, for example, you'd be lucky to hear about it. So it's that whole kind of, well, is it going to sell? And often the stuff that sells is the sensationalised stories rather than the day-to-day stuff that's actually important to the people in the region. And that's highly problematic. And I do think that there's some really big issues there in terms of the way the Herald essentially not only has framed this series, but also the fact that there's no Pacific voice in there. I mean, where is our Pacific literary talent, both those living in the country and those here in New Zealand contributing to it?
So you would like to see more Pacific voices in our media, or do you think it needs to go even further and we need to encourage people to head in that direction in the first place?
Well, basically what I want is I want us to decolonize our minds, which might seem like a radical idea, but it's an idea that's been around for a long time. So that it doesn't actually have to be a Pacifica person per se writing this stuff, but it actually just the person writing it goes, oh, actually by me talking about the Pacific in this way, I'm perpetuating a narrative that makes it seem like a backwater other, or I'm talking about this poverty like it hasn't existed for a long time. So it's about actually really kind of breaking down the idea that the Pacific is some other place, and it's going, actually, we're a Pacific Island nation, and we have an active role to play in not only framing these stories like one-offs, but like they're actually a reality of the day-to-day life of people who live in our region. And so, and yeah, from a workforce point of view, we have Pacifica literary talent here. You know, there's tons of us who are writers who are writing about this stuff all the time. But it just really saddens me that for the most part, our writing gets ignored. And then all of a sudden, you know, something comes out in the Herald like this and it gets front page coverage. Whereas it's kind of like, actually, we've been talking about these issues for a long time. And so the whole idea that this is new news or this is hidden, like, that's really problematic because it's essentially making us invisible, which is like saying, okay, it takes a white person to write this story to make it a valid story, and that's problematic.
Right, yeah. You mentioned that you would be contributing to World Vision for this cause, but I wonder what you make of their incorporation into this story, in that it's framed as a child kind of sponsoring cause, where really some of these issues stem from you know, deep political issues in the Pacific. Would you like to see those kind of covered more, perhaps? Or do you think this is an effective way of getting people to realise the issues?
Look, it is, I mean, it's one way of getting people to realise the issues, but whether or not it's the most effective way, I would question that. For my, you know, and anyone who works at the coalface of development will tell you that these one-off campaigns are important and they have a role to play, but they're not the answer, because actually there's quite a lot, I mean, what we want is we want sustainable solutions. So we want everyday people in first world countries to actually be walking the talk in terms of their contribution to bringing up these issues, not only in their day-to-day lives, but also the ways in which, for example, if you go on a big holiday to the Pacific, you know, and you're spending lots of money, are you thinking about actually, you know, the communities within that place that you're staying and how they're affected by your participation in that economic kind of space? So it's actually about a little bit of critical self-reflection and then actually thinking, well, what's the most meaningful way I can contribute? A good example from New Zealand I'd give is there's a company here called Helala Vanilla, and there's a guy called John who set it up. And he was in Baba'u and there was a cyclone, and he worked with the community there to actually help them after the cyclone, and through that established a relationship and a partnership around vanilla growing. And I thought that was a really cool example of how, you know, it's an ongoing sustainable partnership. It's not like I'm going to give you some money and then, oh, you'll be right. It's actually, how can we work together to actually partner around the solutions to this? Not just I'm going to give you some money, solve your problem now, and it makes me feel better, which is part of the problem.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.